This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif declared victory in national elections on Friday, saying his party has emerged as the largest and would talk to other groups to form a coalition government, as it had failed to win a clear majority on its own. Analysts had predicted there may be no clear winner, adding to the woes of a country struggling to recover from an economic crisis while it grapples with rising militant violence in a deeply polarized political environment. Israel has continued its bombing campaign in southern Gaza, resulting in more deaths, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Airstrikes overnight and into Friday hit two residential buildings in Rafah, killing eight Palestinians, and a third targeted a kindergarten turned shelter for the displaced in central Gaza, killing at least four people, according to hospital officials and AP journalists who saw bodies arriving at hospitals. The overnight airstrikes came hours after President Joe Biden said on Thursday that he considers Israel's conduct of the war to be over the top. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million population has been driven by Israel's military offensive toward the border with Egypt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of protesters attempted to block the entrance of humanitarian aid into Gaza on Friday at the Nitzana border crossing between Israel and Egypt. There have been organized protests over the past few weeks at different crossings with the Gaza Strip, hoping to block aid into the besieged enclave, where Israel's campaign has unleashed an unimaginable humanitarian catastrophe.